stuff. Talked about it in the children's sermon. I love that that George Carlin routine. You know the seven words you're not allowed to say from the church pulpit? Like it's politics, change, money. No. George Carlin, you remember him? He was funny. He was vulgar. He was brilliant. He was prophetic, and he was an atheist. And he had this really, really funny routine about stuff, where he talks about when you go on vacation, you pack all of your stuff, and then when you get to where you're staying, you start unpacking your stuff, and then while you're in that place, someone says, hey, let's go for a day trip, and so then you take a smaller version of your stuff, and then while you're on the day trip, they say, hey, let's go out for a picnic, so you take an even smaller version of your stuff with you. You always have your stuff. And then he goes on to say, do you ever notice that your stuff is stuff, and other people's stuff is one of the seven words you can't say on television? Yeah. How much stuff do you have? And how much of your stuff do you hold on to simply because having more stuff makes you feel more secure or powerful? Jesus addressed stuff in this morning's reading. Stay away from greed. Stop accumulating so much stuff. Focus on having a rich relationship with God. And the sum of your life is not measured by how much stuff you have. First one, stay away from greed. In our congregation, we have folks across the financial spectrum, from secure to not. And what seems greedy to one may not seem at all greedy to another. Greed. Sure, Gordon Gekko said it was good, and then he said it wasn't good in the next movie, but greed. Greed is, the word translated as greed in this morning's reading is covetousness. It's wanting something enough that you're willing to get it by any means necessary, no matter who you step on or who you hurt or who you steal from or what laws you break in the process. It isn't wishing for something or working hard for it or even having much of something. It's the drive to get it by any means necessary, no matter how wrong. That's what Jesus is talking about. Stay away from that. There's Jesus' quick advice. Stay away from that. And then stop accumulating so much stuff. So here's a question. How much stuff is too much? No answers? Because it wasn't really a question to answer, I guess. I'm not talking about stacks of things we save. Some people collect old newspapers. Others stack boxes in their homes because they have trouble parting with memories, or worry that if they don't keep it, they'll miss it someday. I think there's an accumulator in all of us. And some of us have more trouble than others in, you know, getting rid of our piles of stuff. I don't think Jesus was talking about hoarding, though, like that. Stacks of stuff or stuff. But it seems Jesus here, he's talking about something more about ornamentation and an aura of power. Because I'm wearing this, you can tell that I'm important. Because I have this in my house, you can tell that I'm important. Stop trying to make yourself look better with all your expensive stuff. That's what Jesus is saying. Stop getting bigger homes to store your precious works of art. Stop getting more and more because you want to show it off so that people will believe that you're better than you are. Stop accumulating so much stuff. I know we all have stuff. We all have hobbies that result in collections of stuff. And this is not a sermon designed to have you go home and say to your partner, the pastor said we shouldn't have so much stuff. Get rid of this, because I don't want it in the house anymore. No. Take inventory. Why you have the stuff. Is your motivation related to greed or power? Does the stuff harm your relationships with others? Does the accumulation of the stuff consume you and detract from just living? If that's the case, maybe it's time to get rid of this stuff. But decide for you. Don't decide for someone else. You know, this. Anyone ever do that in church? See what he's saying? Listen. In the Message translation of this morning's Bible reading, Jesus sums up the parable where the rich man kept accumulating stuff for himself and he died. He didn't get to keep anything. Remember, you can't take it with you. He said this. That's what happens when you fill your barn with self and not with God. That's what happens when you fill your barn with self and not with God. So fill your barn with God. Not in the literal sense, but instead of focusing on getting more and more stuff, by any means necessary, focus on doing the things God wants. The things that make the world better. Focus on accumulating the things, not that make you look powerful, but make the world a better place to be. This is what Christianity is about. It's about working together toward the common good. It's about living for justice and for peace, not accumulating stuff. The sum of your life is not measured by how much stuff you have. So what should the sum of your life be measured by? And I'm not talking about trying to earn God's love or to get a spot in heaven when you die. Eternity with God isn't about anything we do or even who we are. It's entirely about who God is and what God does. I'm talking more about what makes a good life. Any of you watch Doctor Who? You were fans of the old show that was on PBS, and then the new one came out and you weren't sure, but then you started to like it, and then Matt Smith came along and you're like, he's even better than David Tennant. No, anyone have that? And then Peter Capaldi came and you're like, it's okay. At least maybe that's just me. But one of the incarnations of Doctor Who, I think it was David Tennant, said this. This is about a good life. He said, life is a pile of good things and a pile of bad things. And the good things don't always soften the bad things. And inversely, the bad things cannot spoil the good things or make them unimportant. And if all you can do with your life is add to someone else's pile of good things, then that's a good life. If all you can do with your life is add to someone else's pile of good things, then that's a good life. And that's more than what I'm talking about. How does your life affect others? Not what should the sum of your life be measured by, or maybe those things are just completely connected. How does your life affect others? How much do you love? How generous are you? How much do you help? How hospitable are you? What do you advocate for? Who is important to you? How much do you love? How generous are you? How much do you help? How hospitable are you? What do you advocate for? Who is important to you? Focus on those things, because they're a great soul investment. Amen.